Lambert is deluded.
Is it negativity around the way he sets his teams up, first and foremost? Because you have got players in that side who can score goals, have you? Or is that a myth?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You know, there's players there that can score. But it's the format he puts out. It's the tactics. I went down against Blackpool, and we was lucky. If we'd have got a draw, we would have been lucky.
What, too negative, Richard?
The team he puts out. It's just a joke, absolute joke. People, why do you think the attendance has been dwindling down week in, week out?
And yet the next three games on paper are brilliant. Liverpool home, Arsenal away, Chelsea home.
Yeah, we've got some good games coming up, but the fans are just absolutely, you know, you've got Villa fans arguing with Villa fans because they're just in turmoil, absolute joke.
Not good.
What would you like to see happen then? Obviously you'd like to see Lambert go by the sounds of it, but who would you like to come in? What type of manager do you think you could attract with, obviously, the current predicament with the owner?
Well, the thing is now, it's no lot like the 80s and 90s where Villa was an aspirational club to go to. We're no different to Burnley, QPR and Leicester now. If I was a manager, that's the way I'd perceive it, but I'm not quite sure, to be fair. There's a few managers out there. Would they want the hassle of coming to Villa at the moment, you know, with the way the team are, with the squad you've got there? I mean, I watched Sissoko against Blackpool. He's just absolutely clueless. He didn't know what to do with the ball, and we paid a lot of dough for him, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Richard, thank you, but keep the chin up. As I say, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, next three games. Woof.